We all should be against poverty and illiteracy. We all should give children a chance. In each decade, we of course had really hard times, but there were also possibilities to get out of struggle from poverty, being uneducated. And in the 10th century, early Middle Ages, contrary to the prevailing opinion, girls and women who chose to live in the monastery were extremely educated. In Quedlinburg, here in Germany, there lived the Abbess Mathilde, who was an aunt to King Otto. And she really ruled his political life, of course was able to read and write in four languages, ruled the town, and gave so many girls and women the opportunity to live and work in the monastery. Because otherwise, women died with 30 due to hard work, being pregnant every year, and were of course not able to ever change their life situation. Mathilde must have been such a strong character and managed to live such an interesting life. And I would love to travel back and see how she really coped with all her duties and how did it feel for a woman at that time when you were so much more educated than the rest of the world. We all should be against poverty and illiteracy. We all should give children a chance.